Wednesday, 11th of March, Shushan Purim, Rabbi Aaron Jacobson, Adela Yoda.
I'd like to thank Mr. Wiesenfeld for his introduction, that he said the Rav is Potter for the quality of his drosha on Pesach, because he's been busy with Maaz Chitin. So Kal Vachomer, all of us have been busy on Purim with Matan Mashlach Monas, Matan Asav Yonim. So if it's not quite how it should be, especially the title, the drosha ad la yada. Okay, the Gemara. I need the Gemara. Yes. The Gemara says in Megillah, Amar Ish Lakish, Golev Yadua Lefnei Mish Haya V'Amar V'Haya Olam. It was clear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'asid Haman Lishkoil Al Yisrael. Haman was going to be way up for Klal Yisrael. Lefichach Hikdim Shikleim Lishkolav. Therefore he proceeded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proceeded his Shkolim to the Shkolim of Haman. And that's why we said on the first of Adar, Mashmir al Ashkalim, there's a halacha that we announced that we want to collect the Shkalim, the Chatzi Shekel for the Beit HaMikdash. Okay. A number of questions in order to bring us into this sugya a little bit. Just as a word, by way of introduction, from this message, you know, we started Adela Yada, where's the appropriate today? In fact, Be'etzem, we don't say Tachlon today, we don't say, it's called Yumei Mishta V'Simcha, and there's no Avelis today, V'Le'eleinu, somebody's sitting Shiva, they don't sit Shiva today. Be'etzem, these 2 days are days of Shevach V'Aidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvot Hayoim that we have are only appropriate on either one day or the other day, but between both of them, they're both days of Simcha, and we don't say Namaseh, there's no Yom Tzara, so it's still an Inyan of Shalim V'Dershim Be'Hilchas Hayoim. So, I'd like to ask a number of questions on this Gemara. First of all, Rish Lakish, who says that one should give, that the idea of our half shekel is to precede the half shekel of Haman, why dafka are the shkolim? It would seem that the shkolim are the thing that, if you would like to know what hinges the whole story, what makes the whole story successful, what makes our battle against Haman, our tfilis, what makes that work? It's the chatzi shekel. What is it in the chatzi shekel that makes it work? In fact, the Gemara says in Tezayin Amud Aleph in Megillah, the Gemara says that Haman, when he met Mordechai, and he said to Mordechai, to the children who were learning with Mordechai, tell me, what are you learning? So he said that we were learning about the Kometz of the Omer, because it was Tezayin Nissan. So he said to them, Asu kim kumsadikhu, Asu kumsadikhu, v'dachi aseret halafim kikadidi. The little Kometz, the Yudeid, came along and threw and pushed away the Aseret Alafim Kikah. He didn't even give those Aseret Alafim Kikah. So what does he want with Aseret Alafim Kikah? The idea of the Aseret Alafim Kikah, the fact that it's to be against the Chatzi Shekel of Klal Yisrael. And in fact, Tosha says in Megillah Daf Tezayin that the calculation of Aseret Alafim Kikah Kesef was not just an arbitrary calculation. Haman made a very careful calculation. Shomati, says Tosha, Sha'asara alfi kika kesef, oilin chatzi shekel l'chol echad mi Yisrael, sha'hayu sheish meyes elef kishe yotzu mi Mitzrayim, v'omar sheyitin la'achashverish kol pidyonon. I've heard that a 10,000 kika kesef calculates to a half a shekel for each member of Klal Yisrael. If you calculate Klal Yisrael as being 600,000, that's the core of Klal Yisrael, when they left Egypt, and he told Ahasuerus, he said to Ahasuerus, I'll give against the Chatzi Shekel of all of Klal Yisrael. So it seems clear that everything is dependent and hinges on the Chatzi Shekel. What does it mean, Hiktiv Shklein Lishkolov? Be'echad Va'ahin of the Tan, Be'echad Va'adar, Mashmir Al Ashkolim. What does it mean, Hiktiv Shklein Lishkolov? This date is a date which is Midrabon on a date. What's the idea of Hiktiv Shklein Lishkolov? Okay. Those are the kasha from that. Then let's go to another halacha, and maybe we'll tie in the two things together. There's a mitzvah, the Gemara says, Chayev Inesh Lipsumi Bepuria Adla Yada. A person has a mitzvah to be mevasim himself. You can translate that either as sweeten, or literally machlekes rishonim, whether it means literally one should get absolutely shikha, or whether one should be in a matzav of gratification of in a matzav, whatever it is, one is mechuyev to make oneself in a matzav of simcha in Purim. Abdullah yada. And in fact, Chazal asked, the Rishonim asked, there are lots of kilkulim that come out from drinking wine. Why is it that Chazal insisted over here in this mitzvah that a person should lose his das? Should add to the yada? Why? Agreed, the nes happened through wine, but why ad kedekach the ad should add to the yada? The Sfasemes says that this is to teach us that the nes of Purim comes from a mokim gavoya ma'oid. Is there a way, perhaps, that we and our Erech can understand this lefi pashup shat? Finally, in this halacha, there's a very interesting bir agro. And the Rama already takes issue. So if you normally learn daf yomi, so then it's double that. And so the Bir Agra says like this: Chayev inish lipsume b'puria. So he says like this: Verotza leima. That means bein nikmas hamon. One cannot discern between the revenge against Haman, Ligdulas Mardechai, and the greatness of Mardechai. For whom Asha Amar Gdela Nakama Shinitna Ben Shtei Oisis, for Amar Gdela Dea Shinitla Ben Shtei Oisis, the Kivin Shinitla Hadea Lo Yeda. And as soon as Dea is taken away, you won't know the difference. Maybe seems a little cryptic. Let's try and understand it. So those are the questions. First of all, why is Machtzav HaShekel so crucial to the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, and why is it that one of the mitzvahs which was given to us and so this Purim is Chai Vinish Lipsume Bapuria Adra Yoda? In order to understand it, let's try and ask another question as by way of introduction to this answer. In the Megillah it says that Esther wrote down the whole nest, and she wrote down Divrei Hatzomois V'Zakosim, the idea of the fasting and the tefillahs that we made. And as a result of that, Chazal will masakin Tanis Esther for us as a Hakdamah to Purim. The question is, why is Tanis Esther? In fact, the Gemara says that Tanis Esther is so posh that it's a chelik of Purim, that, you know, we're allowed to line, precede the Megillah Esther a couple of days before Purim. If you live in a town where they don't have a Megillah, in the times of Chazal, and your village used to supply the big city with the Tzrochim, that the needs for milk or whatever you supplied for the big cities, so you could come into the big city on a Monday or Thursday before Purim, and you would lie in Megillas Esther. And the Gemara darshans, kayomim, yomim, kayomim, the Gemara darshans, that there's two extra days, which we can learn out, besides Yud Aleph Tesvav, there's an extra 2 days, which is Yud Aleph Yud Beis. Says the Gemara, but that only gives you, what about Yud Gimel? There's Yud Aleph Yud Beis. There's Yud Gimel's missing. You're allowed extra 2 days. So there's Yud Aleph Tesvav, which is Purim. So that's you can line. You're allowed an equivalent 2 days. So that's another 2 days. So that means to make Yud Gimel Yud Beis. Why not? Why Yud Aleph Yud Beis? Why haven't Yud Gimel? So it's the Gemara. Yud Gimel is a Zman Kehila Lakal. It's the time of the Matanis. It's considered poshut, but that's considered part of Purim. The fact that we fast on that day is considered absolutely an integral chelik of Purim. Why? And the Rishonim explain, because Mistoma, when they went to battle against Amalek, they also fasted on that day. Now, in the Hanukkah story, when we went to battle against the Hashmonaim, when Stomach, they also fasted on that day. And yet, as part of Hanukkah, we don't precede Hanukkah with Erev Hanukkah with a Tanis Matisyo. But yet on Erev Purim, we call it, we insist on adding a Tanis Esther. Why? To show that Shmuel was Makabal Al-Tfilis. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say that even though in the poskim it says that one can be very major in this talent, he himself used to try and, you know, really hard to fast Because he said this day is a day that demonstrates to us the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us in all our situations and is prepared to be mekabel our tefillin. So why is it that Purim has this Hakdama and Hanukkah not? If we look in the Rambam, when the Rambam describes the idea of a Tanis, the Rambam says that the idea of a Tanis is it's a mitzvah saseh to be ma'ira oneself when there's a tzara on the tzibur. I'm skipping to the next halacha. It's a way of doing tshuva. When there's a tzara and people announce there's a fast and they daven and they can get together, people appreciate. They appreciate it because of their evil actions, evil deeds, and this is what happens. The zehu, says the Rambam, as a result of doing this, that causes sheyigrom lahasir atzara me'aleim. By getting together and fasting and davening, that causes the tzara to be removed. Avo, says the Rambam. Now listen to this: im lo yizaku v'lo yariu. If they don't, and eli yomru, los kemetim. Dover zem imineg ha'olam iralanu. Place, this is what happens and things, it's a cycle, a twice, whatever you call it, whatever happens. Yeah, the tzarazu nikra nikris, and this thing nikra nikris with a hay, it's a happening, it can happen, it happens. Hariza derech achzorius, it's considered to be cruel on our part. So beremes lohem lidombik v'nasei amaroim, it causes obviously people to think, you know, this is just what happens and what's on the team. So people just stay where they are. And that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send us further tzaras, in order that we should finally, you know, catch up with ourselves. Who should kasev b'teira? That's what the Torah says in Pasuk b'chokotav. Alachtem imi b'keri. If you go with me, b'keri, as in with chance, v'alachti gamani imochem b'chamas keri. And I'll go with you b'chamas keri. Kloima, k'sha'ovi aleichem tzara, when I bring you on you a tzara, in order that you should do tshuva, im taimu shu keri. If you say it's just by chance, oisif lachem chamas oisa keri. I'll increase and give you the anger of that keri itself. So therefore, that's why the minig in Klal Yisrael is when there's a tzara le'aleinu thing, there's a tzetlach, when we get together, we say tehillim, in order to demonstrate that it's our actions that cause it, and that will cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take it away. Who is the archetype person in our history who always calls, put everything down to chance?
Hamonic.
Eskol Asher Karol. Esther sent to Asach with a message, and Mordechai sent Asach with a message back to Esther. Eskol Asher Karol. It says the Gemara, Karohu Ben Karol. He's Karol. He puts everything down to chance. Ben Karol. That's what his whole Metzias is. Asher Korcha Baderech. In other words, if we would want to describe the difference between us on Purim and the difference and Haman, it's in the Korcha Baderech, it's in the Tanesim. The Tanesim are the hallmark of Purim, more so than any other Yom Tov, because the Tanesim show that we recognize on Purim that it's nothing to do with Mikra, it's all to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is guiding our lives, Heim Benigla, Heim Benista. When it comes to battle with Amalek, what do we say? V'haya yada v'emunah, Moshe's hands. How do we do battle with Amalek? We didn't go out. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting there on the top of the giver. V'haya yada v'emunah by Hashemesh. V'haya kasha yorim Moshe's yada v'govar Amalek. V'govar Yisrael. When he puts his hand down, v'govar Amalek. The way we battle against Amalek is by being machazik ourselves in the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us in every aspect of our life. Where were we zoicha to this thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us and is amongst us and leads in every aspect of our life? Chazal say, V'osu li mikdash, and this brings us back to the Inyan HaDiyum, the parashas of our, which we are going through, Truma Tetzavek, Yisisa, Vayakei, Pekudei, V'osu li mikdash, V'shachamti b'seicham. And the Al-Sheikh says, Al tikri v'shachamti b'seicham, Ela v'shachamti b'seich chal echad v'echad. And I was once by Rav Koppelman, Shlita, and Rav Kofferman said, "I weiß nicht, was wir da umkommen mit der Altschicht von dem." Ich war komisch. In the Haftarah, of Parshas Terumah, Shlomo HaMelech finishes building in this Chumash. Shlomo HaMelech finishes building the Beit HaMikdash. Vahi Dvar Hashem al Shlomo Leimer, Habayis Hazeh Asher Atoboyne, this house which you're building, Im Teilech B'chukoysai V'esmishpotai Taaseh V'shomartes Kol Mitzvoytsai L'leches B'hem, if you'll go in my statutes and keep my laws and you'll guard my mitzvahs to go with them, Vaki Moises Dvar Yitzchach, and I'll keep the promise with you, Asher Dibarati al David Avicha, which I spoke to David your father. V'shochanti, not B'seich Beis HaMikdash, V'shochanti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, V'lei Ezev Es Ami Yisrael. Last week, Sedra, in Parashat Tetzaveh, after you finish all the Miluim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells him you should do the whole Miluim, and then he says to him, I'll reveal myself there to Bnei Yisrael, v'niktash b'chvoidi, v'kidashti Yisrael moed, v'samizbeach, v'saren, v'sponah, v'akadesh, l'chayin li. And then how's it carry on? V'shachamti b'soich Bnei Yisrael, carry on, v'hayisi lahem le'loikim. What does v'hayisi lahem le'loikim mean? The Mabit says, Elohim is gematria hateva. V'hayisi lahem le'loikim means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the whole of Klal Yisrael will be, I'll be for them Elohim, not only in Nigla, also in the whole Teva, when it's not revealed, I'm there Elohim. Every Jew has a chelik in that, Hasharat HaShechina amongst themselves through the Bishkan. Every Jew had a chelik in it by giving a machzit HaShekel, which was used for two things. Number one, for the Adonim, there were three Nadavas given for the Mishkan. Two were fixed at a machzis hashekel, and one was a nidvas liboy. The one which was fixed was the adonim, and the Mepharshim say that the adonim represent the side of the Mishkan, which is the emunah of Klal Yisrael. Everybody is equal, or meant to be equal at least, in the foundation of Klal Yisrael. Furthermore, all you give of more, that's nidvas liboy, but the foundation of Klal Yisrael, everybody's the same, and the korbanos, the avodah, everybody's the same. Because the Karbonis represent the dveikus of ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in other words, we see clearly that the Schus, Tashras, Hashchina in Klal Yisrael is the Akdama of the Shkolim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, I'm revealing this to you already in Pashas Truma Tetzaveh Kisisa, this week Cedric Kisisa, the Machzis HaShekel. I'm already revealing it to you now, long, long before Haman comes along and tries to buy out with money, trying to show that money is the against Klal Yisrael. What does it mean that Haman's buying out Klal Yisrael with money? Money, I mean, we don't need a more appropriate time to look at this. The economic cycle, call it a cycle. What do they call it? The economic cycle lasts for 10, 11 years. They let it go too long now. And as a result, things were hyperinflated in prices. And as a result, the whole thing, the whole edifice collapses and the whole thing falls to pieces. If you want to give economic explanation to the whole system, there's a very simple economic explanation, which you don't have to be in too much of a barbarab, the chadyoma, to appreciate. On the other hand, we, Klal Yisrael, are aware that it's not that. We, Klal Yisrael, are aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's guiding and leading this whole system. Haman is buying out, going to Ahasuerus and buying out Klal Yisrael with money. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I got there first. I've made money into something much more valuable. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was asked to give the Machzis HaShekel, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what's Mabeir. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Mabeir Shaleish. Now that's clear. All of our Farshim say that Moshe Rabbeinu, I think Sosema says this, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a problem with how to make a Mabeir Shaleish like he had a problem, make Mabeir like he had with the Menorah. A menorah is very clear and easy to make. I mean, a menorah is very difficult to make, so you have to put it in the fire. But mabea, you make a mabea, you make a tzura in it. What's the problem? Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know, v'migelt, how can you give money and achieve a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with money? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalet with a mabea shel eish, whatever that means. But through a mabea shel eish, we elevated the money into a new madrega. Haman came with the economic mabea, and he tried to buy us out. So as explorer, I got there first. Well, I'd like to ask, which is relevant to us and was relevant then for the time of Purim very, very much so, and that is, we were in Golus then. We are in Golas now. They were in the Golas between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. What connection do they have then to the Machzis HaShekel? We have the minig that we call read Machzis HaPash and Machzis HaShekel. So that's for the Bishma Mikdash. What connection do they have then? And they knew, so perhaps you'd say for us it's important every year, for us now in this Golas, to know in order to read the Machzis HaShekel, because we believe Meheri Bana HaMikdash and Imamim Bemuna Shalema. So we want to know the parsha in order that just in case the Bishma Mikdash is going to be built in the next few weeks, so therefore we were ready with the Machzis HaShekel. But then, in the time between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, they knew exactly how long it was going to take. They knew it was meant to be 70 years. So what was the point then of the Machzis HaShekel? I had a chiddush, which I discussed with Ramnasha Borden. There's a beautiful medrash which I heard, which I'd like to relate over here. There's a beautiful medrash which I heard from Ramosh Shapiro a number of years ago in Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu, when he had a dream, he got up in the morning and he said, "Ma noira hamokim azeh, ein zeh ki im beis halikim." Says the Medrash, "Ma noira hamokim azeh," that he saw the Beis Hamikdash when it was built. "Ein zeh," he saw it when it was being destroyed. "Ki im beis halikim," he saw it being rebuilt again, la'asid lover. Now, the Medrash says, where do we see it from? So why do you see that? Bonri chareb bonri. Because the pasuk could have said, "Ma noira mokam azeh, zeh beis elekim." Or, "Ma noira mokam azeh, beis elekim." Or, "Ma noira mokam zeh beis elekim." What's the ein zeh, beis ki and beis elekim? Pointing out that there's an aspect of ein zeh. Okay. The Medrash says that where did he see the Ein Zekim Beis Elikim, the fact that it was Charev, because it says Al Zeh Hayadav Elibenu Al Eile Chashcho Ineinu, and you as if he was pointing to something which wasn't there. So we're darshaning from the Ein Zeh, both the Ein and the Zeh. Ein Zeh, this is not. How can you point at something and say this is not here? You can say I'm missing it, but you can't point at something and say this is not here. If Lo'aleinu something was missing, a person had a burglary, you can't point to what you say, his golden ring was taken, his wife's diamond ring was taken. So you can't say, this is the diamond ring that was missing. It's not here. You can say that she had a diamond ring which looked like this and was shaped like that, and that's the diamond ring. You can't say, ain't there, when it's not here. So you see, said Ramosha, when the Beis HaMikdash is not here and it lives by the memory of Klal Yisrael, we can still call it ain't there. What does it mean when a Beis HaMikdash is not here? And there's a beautiful thing that's happened in Purim. At the time of Klal Yisrael going into Golus, this Golus, there was a discussion between Klal Yisrael and Yirmiyahu Navi and Yeshayahu Navi. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuf Hei, the following discussion went on. Klal Yisrael said to Yirmiyahu Navi, "Eved Shegir She Rabbi, we've lost the plot. Eved Shegir She Rabbi, Baal Shegir She Ishtei, Klum Yeshnem Zeh Alzeh, we've finished. Eved, we've been kicked out by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Makshvoch has divorced us or got rid of us, thrown us out, so we have no responsibilities anymore. He's kicked us out, we have no responsibility to him, he has no responsibility to us, and we're finished." And that's it. So Yirmiyahu Navi said to them, "No, im lo vachem ashchufa em lo chaleichem," but it hadn't yet hit home. What made that message hit home? That message hit home when HaKadosh made the decree of destruction against Klal Yisrael. If HaKadosh just left Klal Yisrael to their own devices, so then let them assimilate and let them disappear amongst the nations they are. HaKadosh doesn't want to have that. And he makes a melech kosher kahaman, and he stops us assimilating. And he says to us, "We're about to be destroyed." At that moment, Klal Yisrael has a tremendous revelation. A person who sends away his cleaner or his maidservant or whatever it is, he doesn't want to see her again. A person sends away his son because he has to send out his son because his son can't live at home anymore. If somebody takes that son in and makes that son and is mechazik that son and brings him back, avada the father's very happy. If the son would just say, "Listen, my father's got rid of me, I've got nothing anymore with him, poltiv, I'm going to leave him alone," the father will get very angry. And the father will do whatever he can to make the son realize that he wants him back. Even though he had to Nebuch kick him out because he wasn't suitable to live at home anymore. That's exactly what the Gilu was to Klal Yisrael over here. Tal Yisrael said, "Ever chigirus a rabbi? I'm bowed chigirus a ishtay. Kulam yishtay zel zel. We've got no connection anymore to the Rabbi Yisraelim." Says the Rabbi Yisraelim, "Haman, I'm going to give you, send you Haman." Tal Yisrael scratched their head and said to them, "Why? What's the Torah want from us? Ah, we're not avadim, we're banim." And tremendous gilui task. That gilui demonstrates to us, which, and that connection which we have, Tagshvahu, comes about through the Machzah Shekel. And that gilui demonstrates to us a new type of aspect of gilui Ashras HaShchinah in Klal Yisrael. That aspect of Ashras HaShchinah comes, is the Ein Zeh aspect. Not only the Beis HaMikdash be gilui, the Ein Zeh, through not having the Beis HaMikdash, and nevertheless Hashem wants us, it showed that our relationship to Hashem is not one of Eved, but one of a Ben. As long as things are unclear, you need to have clarity, thought, discussion to make things clear. If a person is brought into a situation where he's shown absolutely clearly that whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, and everything is 100% clear, you don't need a theological discussion. You know, the Adat Hayom Mashivoy Salam Alecha. A person, you know, you don't, all amounts of discussion, if you feel it, it's when it's klar, there's no suffix. G'dola HaSorah Tabar, there were 48 Nevi'im to Klal Yisrael. They didn't manage to persuade Klal Yisrael with intellect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. Came a Haman, took off the ring, and Klal Yisrael felt their closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Medafish Kadas over here. Chayiv Inish Lipsumi Vapuria Adela Yoda. On Purim we sit down and we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us, and so with us, and so part of our lives, and so, as a result of the Machzis HaShekel, so ingrained in our, as a ben to us, as a father to us, that Adela Yada, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come what may, we don't need any more the intellect to start thinking, to be Mavara, the Sfeikas, is it Yah, is it Nish, do we need things, it's clear to us, we live HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. That was a new revelation that came to us at the time of Purim story. Klal Yisrael were then Makabal the Torah again, Ba'ava. Why? Because they realized there's no longer necessary the kafan emakigigis. We realized that we have a new relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we always had, but we didn't recognize. And that came about through this gilu of Ein Zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, so we should be zeicha, as the pasuk continues. Ma'am noira ha'mokim ha'zeh. Ein Zeh, and the pasuk continues, ki im beis ha'lekim. If we're zeicha to recognize that the Ein Zeh, then we can be zeicha to the pasuk to read in one way of flow, Ein Zeh ki im beis ha'lekim, that through this will bring about that we will be zeicha to have the third Beis HaMikdash will be clear to us and to all the nations, and the closeness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has had for us over the last 2,000 years of Golus, Sion, the first Beis HaMikdash, by the Golus which we went through between the first two Beis HaMikdash, and through this Golus, that closeness, the Mishnah will be revealed to all that chibur that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.